Psalm 145 this evening. The book of Psalms, number 145. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfieth the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him, and to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. The last six psalms, there's no confession of sin in these psalms. There's no cries for help. These last six psalms are pure praise. Prayer and praise should go together. You should hear in your prayer life, "Oh God, I praise you and thank you for your goodness." So at issue tonight is what motivated the psalmist to praise God in Psalms 145. Well, first of all, the greatness of God. Look at verse 3 once again. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. He is great in his person. The more you know him, and the more even you know about him, the greater he is. I want you to hold your place here and go to Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43, and look at the first three verses here. The Bible is the best commentary of itself. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. He's great in his person. Second of all, he's great in his works. Look at verse 4, Psalms 145. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and they shall declare thy mighty acts. When you read Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Somebody has said that's the most powerful verse in the Bible. I don't have a problem with that. God simply spoke this universe into existence. There was nothing but nothingness out there. And then all of the different universes that's out there and our universe and this planet on which we live, he simply spoke and it was so. In the Old Testament, when God wants to speak of his mighty works, the parting of the Red Sea always comes out. In the New Testament, when God wants to speak about his mighty works, that which always follows is the resurrection of his Son for us. Third, he is great in his majesty. Look at verse 5. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 40 now. Isaiah chapter 40. And let's read verses 12 through 15. And just try to get a mental picture of this and his wonderful majesty. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out heaven with the span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. I want you to think with me. How very kind of God to share his majesty with us. And I want you to think of all the places you've been and all the things that you've seen that God has created. What comes to your mind and why? Let me just mention a couple of things. But I want you to think. And it might even be a wonderful sunrise that you saw, that when you think of God's majesty, it was that sunrise. But if you have ever been to the Grand Canyon, that will make you realize the majesty of God. Or if you have seen Yosemite, or if you've seen the giant redwoods, or if you've seen Crater Lake, or if you've seen some of the other wonderful things in America and around the world. This last week, we went to the Petrified Forest again after not going for probably 4 or 5 decades. But it's amazing because it talks about the glory of God. So for you, when you think of God's majesty and how he has shared that with you, what comes to your mind? Yeah, Tony. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Yeah. It's been there a while, though. I've seen it. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Someone else. Yeah, Jim. I'm sorry, Bill. Okay. Okay. And they've got an antenna. They can see who they're calling. They've got a line to go eat and gas. Oh my goodness. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. Yeah, someone else. Oh heavens. First time you see your child, absolutely humbly. Margo. Of course. Yeah, they are awfully pretty. I feed about 500 of them every day out here. I love it. Anyone else? Just thinking about His majesty and sharing His majesty with us.
The beauty of when the things start changing up in the mountain.
No. No. Oh, my goodness. It is so pretty. Yeah. 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 Gary. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And every one of us have a mental image of a rainbow that we saw. The most majestic rainbow we have ever seen. We know exactly where it was and what we were doing, and that is just amazing. Yeah, Daryl. Oh, heavens. That's it. It really is. Oh, no. Yeah. No. And some of the things that we've seen on television with a galaxy that's out there and all of these stars together, just beautiful. All right. Well, next of all, He is great in His judgment. Look at verse 6. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. In order to deliver His people, God had to judge their enemies with final telling blows, and it shows the glory and the majesty and the might of God. Second of all, what caused this psalmist to write this was the goodness of God. Verses 7 through 10. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. Greatness coupled with goodness is a great, great combination. First of all, his goodness is abundant. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. In Jeremiah 33:3, the Bible says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. How good and kind the Lord is. His goodness is compassionate. He loves to do good. Look at verse 8. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. And you better be thankful for that. His goodness is universal. Look at verses 9 and 10. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. He's good to all, to the lost. The Bible says it's the goodness of God that leads a man to repentance. God's goodness does that to the saved. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And then last of all, talks about the grace of God. Verse 14. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up all those that are bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfieth the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him, and he will hear their cry and save them. Thank you, Lord. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. He's gracious to those that fall, according to verse 14. Peter said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. We can do that. Peter was the one that said that. He's gracious to those who pray. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him. To all that call upon him in truth, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. And then last of all, he's gracious to those who love him. 20 and 21. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. And we'll let God take care of that. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Father, we love you. How very thankful we are for your goodness. We are thankful for this church. We're thankful for this old-fashioned altar that is here. And dear Father, we just ask that you might speak to our hearts. And there should be times when we just step out and come here and kneel around this altar and say, thank you. We love you and we praise you. And we are just amazed at your goodness. So, Father, thank you for letting us be in your house this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand, ladies and gentlemen.